Welcome back for the next episode of Top 10 with Callie Grime. If you don't know about my podcast, I review the top 10 of different things, either fashion, music, movies, apps, etc. I research the topics for months before I make the podcast over it to try and understand different views on the topic and choose the best 10 that I believe are the most popular. That being said, today we're going to be talking about the top 10 fashion styles of 2018. What and what not to wear. I'm going to start out by talking about the what to wear based on what designers had in their fashion shows and what celebrities were wearing on the street. The first one I found that was a big hit in 2018 was lavender clothing. It was used in dresses, pants, skirts, bags, shoes, anything, you name it. This pastel color brought spring fever to every season with it being so bright. And it was also shown in fashion shows like Michael Kors, Max Murda, Erdem, and Tom Ford. Another trend that I thought was really cool and pretty popular because of how many people were wearing it was art-infused prints on clothing, meaning like clothes with colorful drawings of like faces or objects. The first place I saw this was in the Versace fashion show, but it was also in Calvin Klein, Christian Dior, and Prada. And a lot of people were wearing it for streetwear wear during Milan Fashion Week. The next trend was my personal favorite, plaid. It made its way through 2018 in shoes, shirts, dresses, pants, everything. While it was mainly worn in streetwear, there were also influence from Alexander McQueen, Christian Dior, and Chanel. This was also my favorite trend of 2018. It was a nice upgrade from the old flannels. For number four on the list, we're going with French. It spread across all things fashion, including clothing and bags, even hats. It was spotted on the runways by Calvin Klein, Dior, Loewe, and more. Number five on the list is oversized and renewed trench coats, bringing in feathers, leather, colors, PVC, and different cuts. It was seen in the Celine, Tom Ford, and Burberry shows, but it was also sold by brands like Farfetch, MSGM, Acura Naka, and Michael Kors. Now let's move on to fanny packs. You must have noticed them on someone, whether it's your friend, Kendall Jenner, ASAP Rocky, Rihanna, or Bella Hadid. They have made a comeback in not only designer fashion like Supreme, Gucci, Chanel, and Balenciaga, but in regular shopping stores like Forever 21, Paxson, Urban Outfitters, and even Target and Walmart carry them. Another trend that I loved was the flowers on flowers on flowers. This floral trend is to die for. Bringing back the 60s floral print is quite genius. Props to Marc Jacobs, Balenciaga, and Kenzo for the floral look in their shows. Not only was it worn there, but also on Lily Reinhart, the Riverdale star, Selena Gomez, she's a singer and actress, you definitely know who she is, Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, and Mindy Kaling, an actress in The Office star. Another look that has made a breakthrough in 2018 was the sport and athletic attire, like cropped windbreakers, athletic tops, and biker shorts, bringing the workout and 80s vibes together to create everyday fashion looks by Gucci, Louis Vuitton, and Fenty by Rihanna times Puma. PVC and plastic shoes and outerwear made a huge impact on fashion in 2018 with brands like Calvin Klein, Valentino, and Chanel, but it was also brought into the younger generations by shops like Urban Outfitters and with YouTubers like Emma Chamberlain wearing them. For the last trend of 2018 is dark denim. Whether it's jeans from Tom Ford or Chloe or a whole dress from Chanel, don't let anyone catch you in light black or white jeans. Dark is the way to go in 2018. Now that we're done with the go-tos, let's go to the not-go-tos. For the trends to leave in 2017, it will be the overworn and overhyped trends like skater wear, like Thrasher and Vans, some shots like Zoomies, chokers, all of them, especially the plastic ones. Throw them away in the trash or just leave them at Claire's for that matter. Let's also dispose of these off-the-shoulder tops. Even if the school dress codes aren't in approval, we're doing something wrong here. Of course, they were cute while they lasted, but not so much anymore. Now that you know what not to be caught dead in, I hope this helps you when you're going shopping. Tune in next week to hear what everyone is listening to these days for the top 10 albums of 2018. Thank you, and I'll catch you guys next week.